Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHER are out to change that. InvestHERCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHERCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHERCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHER, H-E-R, con.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
It kind of amazes me when I see how fast it's grown, but it's all based on two things, mindset and relationships.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's noradarealestate.com/guide.
Hi, Best Ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I'm here with today's guest, Melody Lucido. Hi, Melody.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on here today. Love your show.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And thank you for being on the show. Melody is joining us from Flagstaff, Arizona, where she is the founder of FindWholesaleHousesUSA.com. And we're going to talk about how that's evolved, because previously she was wholesaling single family homes and small multifamily homes, but now she's wholesaling apartment communities, and she's already wholesaled an apartment community and has two in the pipeline. And I think this is going to be a really interesting conversation, because right now with multifamily being hot in certain markets and overall being talked about really highly, it's going to be interesting to hear how she's finding these deals to wholesale. And then lastly, she has some rescue pets, non-real estate related. She has two rescue dogs and a rescue cat that she loves dearly, as well as her family, of course. But with that being said, Melody, can you give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Okay, super. Yes. I've been a serial entrepreneur since I was about 11 years old. I was the oldest of six kids, so we were always looking for ways to make money. And I'd round up all the kids in the neighborhood, and we would start these little businesses. And, you know, marketing was kind of how you build any business. That's what I learned back then. And so many, many decades later, that still is the focus of any business venture that I do. It's all about relationships and reaching out, helping people, adding value to their lives. So, marketing has always been it. And it's always caused me to be able to build a business from nothing into something, you know, relatively successful, depending on what the venture was. But in just a couple of years, I've built a really nice little real estate machine. It kind of amazes me when I see how fast it's grown, but it's all based on two things, mindset and relationships. So I started in 2003 doing pre-foreclosures and was doing pretty well for my first year. Then, you know, the market was unstable, and couple of years down the line, even experienced people that I knew were kind of shaking in their boots and saying, oh, it's going to blow. And so I was scared. Being a newbie, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. And so I got out and came back in to, you know, I just love real estate. So I came back in a couple years ago and just started marketing like crazy. And, you know, the rest is history. I was able to fire my job and bought a couple little rehab houses in Arizona and just having a blast.
You talked about it's, and I want to talk in a little bit about wholesaling apartment communities and how you're finding them. But before we get to that, I'd like to set the groundwork first. You talk about mindset and relationships. That's the foundation for how you approach any entrepreneurial experience. How do you build relationships that result in good business deals? What specific tactics do you use? What's your approach?
You know, it's picking up the phone and talking to people. I guess that's pretty much, it sounds too simple, but, you know, lots of people out there are doing business. A specific example of that would be people that are wholesalers, rehabbers. My main market up to now has been Memphis, and I'm broadening out from there. So I would talk to wholesalers and rehabbers in Memphis, and you know, they're doing what they love. They're finding the deals. They're making the houses nice. Many times they'll put the tenants in there, but they don't like finding the buyer. To them, to like 95% of the guys I talk to, they don't want to answer like 50 bazillion phone calls to get a house sold. They don't want to have to go through all of that rigmarole. So they love me. They love my service. They're thrilled that I take care of just about everything. I'm not a typical wholesaler. Basically, you know, I take everything from when they're just about done with the property all the way through to closing, just kind of coordinating. I'm kind of a coordinator. And so it frees them up to do more of what they love. So it was in the beginning, it was just picking up the phone, talking to people. I'm real active in one of the big forums, and I have people contacting me through there all the time saying, well, how about you find buyers for my houses now? And so it's just kind of going out and out and out. It's finding out what's missing for the people that I want to work with. And I only work with people I like and people with high integrity. And I find out what do you need? How can I make your day happier? And then we just move forward from there.
From a wholesale perspective, you said you add a lot of value, and what you do, and I'm going back to a single family thing and perhaps it transfers over, but just from a structure standpoint, from what typically a wholesaler does, comparing that to what you do, how is, and obviously the relationship thing is just the primary reason why, because you focus on that, but just I'm thinking just tactics. What do you do from a wholesaling perspective that is different from what's typically assumed that a wholesaler will be responsible for?
Okay, generally speaking, and I've only done it my way, so it's, you know, I mean, like, I only know what other people do from what they tell me. But, you know, I've got a couple of wholesalers that work in Memphis and bring me properties. And basically what they'll do is they'll do direct mail, or they'll drive for dollars, or, you know, they network in the community, find out who has a house that has got to get sold. And so then basically all they do is they negotiate the price. If they're a good wholesaler, they'll negotiate the price, and then they connect that with one of their buyers that they know is buying in that particular area. Generally speaking, I think the end user, the buyer, does all of the paperwork, all of the closing work and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a little extra something that I throw in, you know, if it's needed.
Let's talk about you transitioning into wholesaling apartment communities. Can you give the best ever listeners an idea of how you're finding these apartment communities to wholesale?
Boy, I tell you, you know, it just seems like, you know, massive action is, you know, all these are just catchwords that we hear all the time, but it's really, really true. Just really getting out there, networking with agents, networking with people that I've worked with in the past on their single family residences, but I happen to know that they had an apartment. Also, timing is just amazing. I find myself to feel very lucky just being in the right place at the right time. And I know we make our own luck, but basically it's just by being on the phone calling people that I know are movers and shakers, I'm just finding some of these deals. I have a friend that's an agent in Chattanooga, and she happened to know of a couple of distressed sellers on properties. They're kind of unique little mixed use properties. And the sellers were very, very motivated. And she, you know, because she and I talk every week, checking on the market, checking on what's going on, she called me one day and she says, well, these might fit for you. And they did. I knew a buyer that wanted them both. So I'm finding the deals just by picking up the phone and calling people, talking to people who are the commercial real estate, tigers in the area, who is getting the listings for properties. Not, you know, we don't always want listed properties. Sometimes we're lucky and we find a motivated seller in the MLS or LoopNet or something. But the thing is in building relationships with, you know, this guy, that lady, telling them these are what we're looking for. We're looking for this type property. Would you call me as soon as you get one of those? You know, because I'm looking for pocket listings, off market stuff.
What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Don't stop and think about it. Start running and learn as you go.
How have you applied that in your life?
Some of my friends just think I'm crazy. It's just flying by the seat of my pants. It's just like, I know that if I get enough momentum going, something good is going to happen. I'm going to get apartments. I'm going to get single families. I'm going to get JV partners, and we'll figure things out along the way. I've touched base with many wonderful people like you, Joe, and a couple other people that, I get stuck because I'm running. I'm going to make this happen. Failure is not an option. And so we'll get a deal and then, you know, something goes a little sideways this way or holy cow, what do I do now? I've never had a deal like this before. And so I'll pick up the phone and call someone that I admire and I say, help, you know, I'm not sure what exactly to do with this. Or I'll call, you know, the other professionals in the area, title guy or an agent, and get the help I need. So it's just run as fast as you can. Massive action. Don't sit around and think about if this is, you know, a good way to go. You know, make up your mind what your business plan is and go and figure it out along the way.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
Okay. First, a quick word from our best ever sponsor.
Could you do more deals if you had more money and didn't have to waste time looking for financing? Are you ready to scale your real estate business and do more deals? Well, let's make that happen. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is ready to fund your next deal. Patch of Land is a crowdfunding marketplace that has thousands of investors waiting for you right now. Find out more at patchofland.com. That's PATCHOFLEND.com.
All right, Melody, best ever book you've read?
Just about anything Tony Robbins. I know that's really a general statement. Just reread his Unlimited Power and Money, Master the Game. I love Tony because when you read his books, he's as infectious as if you're watching him on stage or in an audio.
I just got back from Unleash the Power Within, the 4-day seminar in New York, New Jersey, and I have it pumping through my veins right now and probably forever. Just an incredible experience. And best ever listeners, I know you like audio, so you can go to freebesteverbook.com and get a free audio version of a book like that or books like those. Highly recommend, as everybody who's listened to the show before knows, highly recommend listening and learning from Tony Robbins. Best ever personal growth experience and what you've learned from it.
Back in 2011, I got really, really, really sick. You know, like we were wondering what the rest of my life was going to look like, and it wasn't looking too pretty. And I lost everything. It was a real, real challenging time. It was totally terrifying. And, you know, there were a couple of times I wondered if I was going to be homeless. I mean, I lost my house. You know, I was living with family. It was terrifying. And it was good for me to come out of that place. And I had to muster up every bit of anything, you know, from Tony to other mentors. I had to apply it hour by hour every day to pull myself out of that place and realize that if I was going to have a good life again, I was going to have to make it happen. So it's really shown me just how nothing is impossible. Everything's possible.
Best ever success habit you practice?
Making lists, definitely. I'm a crazy list maker, and constantly feeding my mind, my soul with good stuff. You know, we have rough days. We have days where deals don't go the way we want them to go through, funding falls through, someone lets us down. And so if we have the bank all full of all the good stuff, we can breeze through those times much quicker.
I also want to mention that my thoughts are with you and your family in regards to your health, and I hope everything is fine, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you, Joe. It's getting better day by day.
Best ever deal you've done?
That's a tough one. The one I would say, the one that I'm trying to get put together right now. It's an 80-unit apartment complex in Memphis. And I don't know if it's going to go through or not, but it's my favorite one that I've worked on. I did all the numbers on it. And, you know, it was my first, like, big one to try to master. So that's my favorite so far.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Taking on the apartments, the multis. I can hardly sleep. I'm so excited about it and really excited about having you mentor me through that, because my goal is to do at least one every quarter.
Best ever quote?
I have lots of them. I like what Tony says about change your physiology to change your state of mind. And what that means to me is, if I've been on the phone for 4 hours and I'm just starting to go into that funk, you know, brain deadness, and just, I'll get up, I'll do some yoga, I'll do some karate kicks, I'll do silly things like go through the house and, you know, say real loud, exciting things, because that gets our brain going, our mindset triggers back into positive.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate or business?
The biggest mistake that I've made would be, I really regret quitting back in 2005. I should have just kept going. As I said, you know, my philosophy is start running and figure it out as you go. And I think the fear of the things that I don't know stopped me, and that's been my number one mistake.
And Melody, what's the best ever place to reach you?
You can reach me, just emails, real simple, findwholesalehousesusa@gmail.com.
Holy cow, you need an abbreviation for that puppy.
Yeah, you could also reach me at Melody Lucido, but everybody spells Melody wrong. It's M-E-L-O-D-E-E, Lucido, L-U-C-I-D-O, @gmail.com, either one of those.
Well, the beauty of a podcast is the best ever listeners can always pause, rewind, fast forward, and capture the email address. Melody, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your best ever advice with the best ever listeners. And this was an enlightening conversation around wholesaling properties and moving up from single family wholesaling to apartment community wholesaling. I don't know a whole lot of apartment community wholesalers who have actually wholesaled one successfully, and you have, and you've got a couple other in the pipeline. And it's interesting in that I come across people who are like, I can't find any deals. Well, there's I feel like we always look for a magic bullet. We always look for that shiny object of, well, maybe I should go to the courthouse. And again, this is a tactic that is effective. You know, maybe I should go to courthouse and see who's being has landlord-tenant disputes, and then follow up with that landlord, because that landlord's probably or might be interested in selling because they're just tired of all of the madness going back and forth. And that's a tactic. And there are a thousand other tactics. But what it boils down to is a lot of hard work and building valuable relationships that are mutually beneficial. That's what it boils down to. And that's what this conversation was about. That's what you mentioned. I mean, it's about mindset and relationships and taking a bunch of action and just doing it on a consistent basis. You mentioned the distressed properties that your agent friend shared with you. Well, you talk to her every week, you said.
Right.
And it's building that relationship. And I think that's the most important thing. I mean, we always want like the next level tip on direct mail pieces. Should it be a yellow letter? Should it be a postcard? Should it be an envelope? Should it have a smiley face? Should it be written in crayon? I'm sure it all helps make that piece more effective. And that's a way to get leads. But it's ultimately about doing business with people you know, like, and trust. That's it. I mean, it's as basic as that. Obviously, we have to continue to educate ourselves on different tactics that can help, complement that foundational element and approach that we take. But that's the bottom line. And I know this conversation really emphasized that a lot, because that's how you approach things. So thank you so much for sharing your best ever advice. And I'm very grateful for this conversation. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Hey, you best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.